You're tuned in to the Health After 30 podcast. And if you've ever felt like the mental to-do list or that invisible workload is overwhelming, or perhaps you can't find time for yourself, or maybe you're dealing with a lot of stress and you don't know how to cope with it, then this episode might be exactly what you need to listen to. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Health After 30 podcast. I'm Alana Bonneman, and today I'm joined with Dominice Clifton. Now, Dominice works with highly performing women, and she helps them kind of settle their deal with stress. She encourages them to explore self-discovery and also overcome the feelings of fear, basically, so they can show up in their life, in their work, in a really powerful way so that they don't feel overwhelmed or overworked. What I like about what Dominice has to share is that it applies for all women who knows what it feels like to be under pressure or overworked. And she shares not only helpful and insightful tips, but they're also practical and applicable. So you can actually walk away after this episode with steps that you can do today to make tomorrow better. So I really enjoyed this conversation with her. If you also enjoy this conversation or any other conversation, then please leave a review or rating, as this is how my podcast becomes more discoverable and I'm able to have amazing guests just like Dominice on the show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Alana Bonneman, and let's get into today's episode. Dominice, thank you so much for being here with me today, for joining the Health After 30 podcast. I really like what you're about. While you work with women entrepreneurs, I feel like what you do can relate to basically every woman, entrepreneur or not, because I feel women have this innate, I don't know, is it a drive? What do we have? We've got kind of this power within us that pushes us forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we're doing, whether we're running a business, whether we're running a family, whether we're running friendships or social groups, we have this thing that pushes us forward. Yeah. So maybe you give us a bit of a background about what you do and how you do it, and then we can open up the conversation a little bit.
So first off, thank you for having me. I am truly honored after listening to your show and seeing some past guests to be amongst those. And so thank you for having me here. Super excited for the conversation. So I'm Dominice Clifton, and I always struggle when people say, like, who are you, or introduce yourself with, like, talking about myself, because I have done so many things, and I feel like it definitely depends on the space that I'm in and the conversation that I'm having. But I would say, for the sake of today's conversation, I'm coming as an entrepreneur. I am a coach for women. I am a business strategist. I am a mom. I think that's a really important hat to wear, and one that I'm so honored to wear. And I'm also a somatic practitioner, and I mention that because I bring that lens of body work into, I'll be bringing it into this conversation today, but it's also such an integral part of the work that I do and the way that I support my clients as a business coach, which is not necessarily the traditional way to go about business coaching. And so as a coach, I work with women, and I empower aspiring women entrepreneurs and current women entrepreneurs to really be in a position where they are able to build really beautiful mission-driven businesses, but also prioritize themselves in the process, because you need energy and clarity in order to run an effective and business and make massive impact. And then the last thing I'll share is that I'm also the founder of an organization called Move and Still, which does more local and national work here in the U.S. And our focus is really on supporting businesses, schools, and organizations with stress management and mindfulness practices. And so I, in that space, get to work more in the community, get to work more in the group space, get to hold space for people to heal. And I love that work so much because it's about giving people very practical and tangible strategies and resources that they can use to help to reduce stress and heal their bodies. And so that's just a little bit about who I am and the, I would say, insight that I'm bringing to our conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. We did talk about it, that I would love to get into somatic healing, but just because you've brought up stress, because I feel, I mean, stress, we're all exposed, no one's prone. And when we are living our lives, whether it's a working professional, whether it's a working mom, I feel that sometimes the fine line between all of the different hats that we wear, like
stress kind of spills over sometimes.
It does.
So I would love to just kind of like take the conversation there first.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, like I work a lot with nutrition and holistic health. Mm-hmm. And of course, stress is a part of that. But I feel like you can be doing all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have chronic stress, like tapping in the back of your head all the time, doesn't matter what you do, like you're not going to have that quality of life that, you know, we all deserve and, you know, really should really be living and embodying. So let's walk down the path of stress for a little bit, because you're talking about these tools and strategies, and I feel coping is the coping mechanism is probably the biggest route to that.
Yeah.
Can you just kind of go into that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So I have to say that the way that I got into the work that I'm doing now, it's been almost 3 years of like somatic work and, you know, being in more of the body work and stress and trauma. It was prior to the work that I'm doing now as a coach, I worked as a nutrition and wellness coach. And this, I started in the height of the pandemic in 2020, jumped into, you know, coaching women after going through my own healing journey and really figuring out what worked after 2.5 decades of struggling with being overweight and emotionally eating. And it was like, I had this thing that I was really excited to share with the world. And I started working with women. And my goal at that point was to empower them with tools and resources to live healthier lives, to lose weight, and then to manage that weight when they lost it. I was getting moms, right? So the audience that we're talking about, I was getting very busy women. They were in, like one of my clients was getting her PhD and working full time and she was a mom. Like that was the extent of the sorts of clients that I was working with. So very successful women, according to society, and they were all very stressed and overwhelmed. Now, we were also in the midst of the pandemic, and so there was this global, you know, stress that we were feeling and global trauma. And I was, as a coach, she was about 6 months at that time. I had a 6-month-old and a 3-year-old. My marriage at that time, we've since separated and are working through divorce, but my marriage was on the rocks. I was unemployed and building a new business and trying to figure that out after leaving my job at the end of 2019. And so I was also dealing with a lot of stress. Yeah. My clients were coming to me for weight loss and I was giving them meal plans and helping them with work, like giving them the usual things that we do, the workouts and the things of that nature. And it wasn't working the way that I wanted it to work. And I started kind of seeing a pattern with my clients of like, hold on, everyone is really stressed out. And before I can talk about a meal plan or talk about a workout, I have to address their stress, because I didn't know a ton at that time, but my ex-husband was a personal trainer. And he was just like, the body's not going to respond the way that you want it to respond if they're dealing with stress. Yeah. So I started doing research. I started reading. I went down a rabbit hole to understand how I could, as a coach, really help my clients to reduce their stress levels. And it was like opening up a can of worms. It was like the more that I learned, the deeper I went, I started taking the practices that I was learning about managing stress and helping my clients to reduce the stress in their lives. And it started to work. Once their stress levels came down, their body started positively responding to the things that we were doing. And it was like a eureka moment of, okay, so none of this works if they're stressed. And I also started practicing those things for myself. And I started to see the way that they begin to transform my own life. In my business, I was a less stressed entrepreneur. In motherhood, I was a less stressed mom. And so I just share that context to say that, like you said, everything, how we do one thing is how we do everything. And if we are impacted in one way, it's a ripple effect in all of the other areas of our lives. And so it was by working with clients and seeing their stress levels and wanting to support them that I started to understand that stress is really like it's at the root of so many of our issues. And oftentimes we address the symptoms and we don't really go deep enough. And that's why I'm so passionate about this work, is because we really have to get to the root of our issues and heal our trauma, work through our stress to begin to see some change.
Yeah. Yep, totally. And it's a really good point, because stress is the root, but the trigger of the stress, if we're going back and like really looking at it with a fine lens, what's the trigger of the stress? And then of course it's how our body or how we react to the stress, right?
Yes.
So it's
like
the chicken or the egg type thing.
Yeah.
So what were the top, let's say three, just to be kind of punchy about it, what were the top three things that you saw were the most beneficial things in coping with stress and stress management?
Yeah. So love this conversation already. I'm like so passionate about stress. The first thing was I was reading this book and it like literally changed my life and changed the way that I approach just my work in general. It was called Burnout, and it was by two sisters, Emily and Amelia Nagoski. And the book introduced me to the stress response cycle and said that we all as humans have a stress response cycle. It was a totally unfamiliar concept that I'd never heard of before. And essentially what it says is that when we encounter stress, our bodies are intended to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so if you think about it like a circle, we're supposed to go through a cycle. What happens is that oftentimes, because we are not giving our bodies proper time to recover and letting our bodies know that we're safe when we experience stress, our bodies get stuck in the middle of a stress response cycle. And so we end up with, it could be months, it could be years of unresolved stress response cycles in our bodies that end up like manifesting into physical ailments and disease or mental issues, like all of these ways that unreleased stressful energy gets stored in our bodies. And so they talk about the importance of completing the cycle, and you have to do things to tell your body that it's safe. Otherwise, your body doesn't know that the stressor, the threat is over. And so let's just say, for example, I'll give you a very tangible example. Let's say every day you go into a really stressful job. Your job is the stressor. The way that your body responds to that job is the stress. So your body will have a physical response. It releases chemicals and hormones, adrenaline and cortisol in response to that stressful situation. What most of us do is we leave the job, we go home, and we think that, okay, well, I'm no longer at that stressful job. I'm good. Your body doesn't, your mind knows that you're no longer there, but your body doesn't know that you're not in that stressful situation. And so the body's still secreting hormones. It's still responding as if it's in a stressful state or a threat, right? And that becomes, imagine you go to that job every day, you do that thing every day. So you're incurring more stress, but you're never doing anything to actually signal to your body that you're safe. And so the biggest thing is that you have to do things to help the body with the process of healing. And that's the first thing, is recognizing to complete the stress response cycle. The second biggest thing is recognizing that on some level, most of us are incurring stress every single day in our modern society, whether it's traffic, kids, partner, finances, all of the things that we have to deal with social media. So we should be working to mitigate our stress every single day. What we typically do is you might have your weekend yoga class or your, the weekend plans with your girlfriends to go to brunch or like that one thing that you do maybe once a week. But they were teaching, and I've really seen for myself and others, that because we incur stress every single day, we have to be adamant about working to release that stress and completing those cycles every day. Now, that looks different from day to day. Some days it might just be a 5-minute breathwork practice, and then other days it might be yoga, depending on the time. But you have to get very creative about managing your stress consistently and figuring out what works to you, what works for you, in the midst of a busy schedule.
And would you say, just from like your experience and also understanding it all, is it better to mitigate stress throughout the day, or is it better to get through a stressful day and then do a practice to then release or complete the cycle of that stressful day? Or is it kind of better like, oh, I've just had a really intense meeting, let me come and complete that cycle before the next thing comes up? Like, what is there one that's better, or are they,
I think it, so that's a great question. I would say that it really depends on your, like, the time that you have. So if you, let's just say, stepped out of a very stressful meeting, the example that you use, I would absolutely recommend like doing something in that moment to calm your body down. Otherwise, who you are showing up for the rest of the day is going to be a very stressed out, altered version of yourself. You're not going to be as productive. You're not going to be as focused. You're going to be tight and tense. You're probably going to be more irritable. And so just for the sake of like showing up and not being, an angry, irritable person, it's helpful to maybe take some deep breaths, take a moment for mindfulness. However, you might only have 3 minutes or 5 minutes, and then you have to jump into the next thing. And so you can do something small in that moment to really begin to bring your stress level down. And then when you get home or you have more time in your evening, you can do a longer practice of maybe a yoga session or a longer, guided breathwork session or something of that nature. And so I am a big proponent of small bite-sized things throughout the day, and then maybe making time when you have more time time in the evening or more time in the morning to do something longer. I look at a daily stress management practice as a daily hit of the reset button. Mm-hmm. So when I wake up in the morning, my morning routine is almost like a reset from yesterday, right? If I just completely stepped into my day and I didn't do anything for myself today, I'm stepping into this day with all of the things that happened yesterday. And so one of the greatest things that I teach my clients and when I'm facilitating workshops is allow yourself to be curious and play around with what works for you, because every practice is not going to be practical at every moment of the day, but you always have a moment to take some deep breaths. You always have access to the breaths. Like, you always have a moment to slow down for that. And then you find time outside of the busy day. Maybe it's the weekend yoga class or cooking in the evening. Like, when you have more time in your day, you can do something a little bit longer to help your body complete that cycle. But, you know, just using breath or just using something simple in the moment can be extremely helpful.
Yeah. Absolutely. I really like that reset at the start and even the reset at the end.
Yes, it could be either.
The space for it. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of, not bring everything yesterday or the week or the month or the year or past five years with you. And then to also kind of meet yourself again and the evening to start. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really, really like that. So I find this topic so interesting because it's something I've also started practicing myself recently. And I never thought I was a highly anxious person until I realized how anxious I was. And addressed and started to accept my, in a turbulence. And I've realized, I was also never an affirmation person. Like, I would hear people like, and say this affirmation, and I would say it. And I was like, I feel like an idiot. Until I found something that's like resonated with me and actually calms me down, I realized, you know, this going into the rest of your day feeling stressed, that nothing comes easy when you're in that heightened state of anxiety or stress. And that reminded to me that nothing, like all the things that I'm working for or desiring aren't going to come when I'm in a stressful state. And that instantly, just that reminder instantly calms the turbulence within me. And I've got just little things that I say, which kind of just remind me to stay calm about it all. Telling myself to calm down in a way, but it really helped me just to, in those stressful moments to kind of, I guess what you would identify as closing that circuit.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll add here is that, again, because we experience stress every day, I like to think about it as building a toy box of resources and tools that you can have. And so you get to allow yourself to play around and be curious and figure out what works for you. And so, again, like our bodies have the sympathetic stress response, or the nervous system has the parasympathetic state and the sympathetic state. The sympathetic stress response state is we can actually get into a state of sympathetic dominance where we are literally walking around in a state of fight, flight, and freeze as almost like the way that we exist. And so many people don't realize that they are literally like walking around in a state of survival. And so that's why you might have like illnesses that you're constantly sick and you can't figure out why your nervous system has no time to recover, or you haven't been sleeping well, or your relationships are suffering. It's like if your body is in this fight, flight, freeze, like constantly, you end up in this state of sympathetic dominance. And so the goal is to, like, stress is intended to be momentary, and then, like, you know, it's intended to keep us alive, to help us. Sometimes stress can be a good thing if you have a deadline or something that you need to get through for work. And so it's intended to be designed for like sporadic moments, but many of us are existing that way every single day. And so again, like thinking about this concept of completing the stress response cycle, you want to start doing things more consistently to get yourself out of that survival state that you've probably been existing in for so long. And so I am a big proponent of like building your toy box. I don't call it a toolbox, because when we think about tools, we think about fixing things and work and it's repair and it's like, oh, I don't want to do that. Call it your toy box and allow yourself to explore and have fun and be curious about what that process looks like. And then explore what feels good to you and what works for you. And over time, you'll notice that you have a ton of resources. You mentioned affirmations. I love mindfulness. And so breath work is a go-to for me, and meditation. And so you get to explore and be curious about what feels good to you. Like, I also enjoy cooking. And so finding time to cook, not all the time, but when I have time, time, like finding time to cook. And so be creative about what it looks like to reduce your stress levels. It doesn't have to be just another chore, another thing on your to-do list. Like, allow yourself to feel good in that process as you work to complete those cycles.
Yeah, make it fun.
Yeah.
Make it more of a, yeah, something that's enjoyable.
I get to do this.
Yeah.
As opposed to I got to do this thing.
Yeah. Exactly. And then it not only completes that cycle and mitigates or at least helps you manage with these coping mechanisms within, but it's actually like, oh, and it's fun and I'm doing something and you're getting something out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much for being here today.
I really, really enjoyed connecting with you.
Yeah, it's super early here. I know that it's later, but I'm like, what a beautiful way to start my day. I feel so like full going into my day. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.